July 17, 2009, the Indonesian terrorist group Jamaah Islamiyah is believed to have been behind two suicide bombs in downtown Jakarta, in which 8 people were killed. Hotels seem to be a favorite target for terrorist attacks. Jakarta, Indonesia. What was your worst hotel experience? Was it the dirty bedsheets? The lack of an in-room coffee maker? A less-than-stellar hotel bar? Go ahead, email me your worst nightmares staying in your so-called home away from home. From a terrorist perspective, hotels provide great experiences, if you consider carnage and mayhem great. They are full of people, often foreigners whom you hate. They are concentrated in a very small place, meaning you can target your victims easily. They are often associated with large, well-known international brands, i.e. foreign, meaning you will get the attention you desire. And the unfortunate ones killed and injured rarely have anywhere to go to escape. This all goes a long way to explaining why hotels are a dream for terrorist attack and why terrorists have indeed attacked them. Today's featured incident is a good example. On this day in 2009, at least 8 people were killed and 50 injured in 2 separate bomb attacks at Western-owned hotels in the Indonesian capital of Jakarta. No group claimed responsibility, but the bombings, which appeared to have been carried out by suicide attackers, were blamed on Jamaah Islamiyah, or JI, an Al-Qaeda-linked terrorist group suspected of carrying out similar attacks in Southeast Asia. The blasts occurred virtually simultaneously at the JW Marriott and the Ritz-Carlton hotels in central Jakarta at about 8 a.m. local time. Several of the bombing suspects were believed to have been staying at the Marriott. You read that right. Some of the suicide bombers had checked in as guests. JI has been a very active terrorist group in Indonesia over the years. It was also behind the 2002 Bali attacks, in which more than 200 were killed. It is seeking to establish an Islamic state across Indonesia, Malaysia, and the southern Philippines, which is predominantly Muslim. Expect more hotel attacks to come. As for me, I think I'll refrain from being too critical about my next stay. It could be worse.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.